Hi there, I'm Vincent Boss and I provide dating and self-improvement advice. And in today's podcast, we're going to be discussing This Makes Your Dumper Anxious. I provide audio coaching for breakup recovery, trying to get an ex back, attracting someone new, and life coaching. Visit www.dateme.tips for more details. Please check your spam and junk folders if you are expecting an email from me. Check out my socials for extra content. The links are in the description. So now let's get back into today's podcast. And today we are discussing This Makes Your Dumper Anxious. So if you have been dumped and want to try to get your ex back, you need to switch the anxiety from something that you feel to something that your expert dumper feels. In today's podcast, I'll be discussing three things that makes your ex anxious. So let's get straight into this. And point number one is lack of closure. Now, often this is something that the dumpee feels is something which is really against them. A lot of dumpees say to me when I speak to them via my audio coaching service that they feel particularly anxious and upset due to the fact that they feel there was no closure. They feel that they were blindsided by the breakup. They feel they never saw it coming. And when the breakup actually took place, they feel that there was no real discussion. There was no real way of getting across each other's viewpoint. It seemed like it was just done and dusted. Click of a finger, it's over. No closure, no explanation, nothing for the dumpee to be able to hold on to or understand. This is something that many dumpees feel is something that only they will feel. However, dumpers can feel the lack of closure as well. Now you might be thinking, well, this doesn't make any sense. If my expert dumper decided to end the relationship and hence become the dumper, then how can they have a lack of closure? Because it was their choice. They made the decision. They actioned the breakup. How can they feel that there are things still unsaid if they decided to end things the way they did? Surely this is exactly what they wanted. But what you have to understand is that your expert dumper likely got to the point of deciding the breakup needed to happen over a period of time. But when it took place, they would likely have done this as quickly as possible. And this is because most dumpers do not want to put their dumpee through pain. Most dumpers do not want conflict. Most dumpers do not want drama. So what is the best way to try and avoid all of those elements? Well, it's to try and do something really quickly. So even if your expert dumper took some time on the build-up to the breakup, which is what most dumpers do, most dumpers are going to be thinking about this for some time before they actually action the breakup. If and when they get to that point of, right, this is that moment, now I need to do this, this is the time to end the relationship. Once they get to that point, a lot of dumpers want to do it quickly. A lot of dumpers don't want a conversation. They don't want the back and forth. They don't want a situation where everything gets really upsetting, emotional, traumatic. They don't want that. So a lot of dumpers will end things quickly. When it comes to that point, it's done and there you go. There you have it. That's happened. But what happens post-breakup? What happens in the days, weeks and months following the breakup? Well, this is where a dumper might actually think to themselves, wait a minute, but I don't really have closure here. You know, my dumpee can't have closure. I don't feel closure. This didn't go the way I was actually hoping. You know, I wanted to feel good post-breakup, and yet I feel confused. I feel like I didn't ask my dumpee certain things that I now feel I wish I had done. I feel that I didn't express and explain myself so much. I'm actually starting to feel bad about how my dumpee must think of me right now, because I don't want them to hate me. And yet, if I was treated the way that I've treated them, well, maybe hate would be something that would come in my mind, because I don't want to feel the feelings, but I'm sure they're feeling now. And a dumper can start to resonate with their dumpee. They can start to feel that the lack of closure they feel as a dumper must be even worse for the dumpee themselves. And this is why a dumper can actually feel the lack of closure as something which really creates anxiety and an anxious feeling within them, even though they action the breakup, even though they as a dumper made the choice. Vaz Badumpa came to a decision to end the relationship. They came to a decision of how they was going to do the breakup. They came to a decision that they weren't going to have much of a conversation. They came to a decision that they weren't going to explain themselves fully. They came to that decision, and even though it was their choice, it still means that post-breakup they can feel anxious. Because as they look back on the situation, and trust me, dumpers reflect. Dumpers will come to a point in their life where they have to reflect. It might not be until months down the line. I would suggest an average of 6 or so months down the line before a dumper is likely to look back and really self-reflect on what's going on. Now, if and when this does happen, your ex for dumper is going to have to consider, did I do the right thing? And not only did I do the right thing, but if I even come to a conclusion that yes, the breakup probably was the right thing at that time, did I action it appropriately? Did I take the appropriate, respectable steps? Or did I leave a void? Did I leave a gap where I don't know what my dumpy was thinking and wanting to say? I didn't express myself properly. I didn't have that conversation. Those are the things which can create the anxiety in your ex-dumper's mind. And ironically, can sometimes start to rebuild romantic emotional attraction and a longing for their dumpy for that conversation. Maybe the dumper wants the conversation, but in their mind, they still think they made the right choice. But if and when they ever get to the point of having the conversation, they then realize it was a huge mistake. So this can play into a dumpy's mindset. If a dumpy wants to think about how I can try and get my ex back, well, sometimes this will help you without you actually doing anything, so to speak. It's just the dumper's own actions coming back to bite them, where they feel anxiety, they feel that anxious feeling, which ends up driving them forward to messaging you, and maybe that conversation, that even if they didn't expect to lead to a potential reconnection, maybe that is the pathway that it eventually leads to. So now let's get into point number 2 and the second point of today's podcast. Please like this video if you're watching on YouTube, and subscribe to the channel. And point number 2 is seeing their dumpy move forward. So today we're speaking about this makes your dumper anxious. And point number 1 was about something that the dumpy has no real connection to per se. It's more about the dumper's own actions coming to bite them, as I described a moment ago. But point number 2 is definitely connected to something that the dumpy has influence over. And this is moving forward with their life. If you as a dumpy live your life to the full, if you grow every single day, if you become a better person today than you were yesterday, and a better person tomorrow than you are currently today, then you will become a version 2.0 of yourself. You will live your life to the full. You will make those new connections. You will join new classes, groups, and clubs. You will become someone who other people want to spend time with. You will become someone who has new dating options. If you are doing some or even all of these elements that I'm describing, then your ex-dumper is likely to feel anxious. And they're going to be feeling anxious because it will drop into their mind, wait, have I made a mistake? You know, in point number 1, I was saying that a dumper will self-reflect. They will come to that point. Maybe they come to the conclusion that they felt they made the right decision, but perhaps the anxiety of a lack of closure draws them to reach out anyway. But sometimes a dumper will come to the conclusion when they self-reflect that they've made a very bad choice. And they want to reach out, not for closure, but actually to try and reconnect ASAP. Now, this is more likely to happen if the dumpy has moved forward with their life, if the dumpy is living their life to the full. If you are living a life where other people want to spend time with you, that doesn't just mean new people. That doesn't just mean your friends and family. That also means your ex, the dumper, will have an increased chance of wanting to spend time with you. This is something, as a dumpy, you have influence over. A lot of dumpies will say to me, what can I do? I've been dumped. There's nothing I can do. They made their choice. What's the point? Well, you need to do this for you. You need to focus on you and your life. Not only will it increase the chance of getting your ex back, but it will increase the chance of you finding someone even better than them. So you don't have to have your ex for dumper as your only option. Too many dumpies put their ex on a pedestal. Too many dumpies make their dumper the person who controls their happiness. You shouldn't be that person. You don't need your ex for dumper. You don't need them at all. You can find someone better and live a happier life without them. I'm convinced of that. But Some of you will want your ex back. Some of you will get your ex back. But you won't get your ex back if you don't live your life to the full, if you don't move forward in a positive way, if you don't act in a way which is attractive, not just to other people, but to your ex as well, and vice versa. This is so important. So if you want your ex back, if you want to find somebody better, the choice might be different in that regard, but the decisions you need to make moving forward are the same, and that is to become a more positive, successful person. Success doesn't necessarily mean you have to become a millionaire, you know, although if you can, then that's great. Success can be winning every single day by achieving small goals. We need to celebrate our small wins. It doesn't always have to be, oh, I've got an amazing new job, although of course that would be great. Small wins are small wins, small little things each and every day that you've achieved. They build up. They become things which make you more attractive because you're moving forward and becoming a version 2.0 of yourself. Like I said, you will become somebody that others want to spend time with. If others want to spend time with you, you will never be alone and you will always have good dating options, including potentially your ex. Now, if you would like advice and support about how to try and increase the chance of one day getting your ex back, then you may want to consider my audio coaching service, where me and you can speak one-on-one about your unique specific situation. Go to my website www.dateme.tips for more information about how I can become your coach and your teammate via my audio coaching service. Talking about your feelings can also improve your mental health. It helps prevent the buildup of negative emotions, which can lead to stress, anxiety, depression, and even physical health issues. Speak your heart to free your mind. So now let's get into point number 3 and the final point of today's podcast about this makes your dumper anxious. And point number 3 is social fallout. Now, many of you who have sadly come out of a relationship would have had mutual friends or certainly people that knew you and your ex. Maybe this is family members, maybe this is friends of friends, maybe this is acquaintances. A lot of you will have people who know both of you. And the social fallout is something which can really affect your dumper's mind. It can really increase their anxiety. Now, the reason for this is because they ended the relationship. And therefore, in a lot of people's minds, they might be, quote unquote, the bad person. Now, this isn't always the case. Dumpers who end relationships are not always the bad person. Dumpers who end relationships might end it for a very valid reason. Maybe you treated them terribly. Maybe you are someone that they shouldn't be with. And maybe deep down in your heart, you know this. But there are many, many, many dumpers who have ended a relationship for things and reasons which aren't particularly fair in the dumpee's mind. And therefore, anybody who cares for the dumpee, their friends and family in particular, are likely to frown upon the dumper's decision. Now, this is something which can call a bit of a social fallout. Some people might be on the dumper's side, but a lot of people are likely to be on the dumpee's side. Of course, it's the dumpee who is unfortunately left heartbroken. So their friends, their family, your friends, your family, they are not going to want to see you upset. And they are naturally going to be looking at your dumper and wondering, why have they treated my friend or family member in this way? Why have you done this? And if there seems to be no good, genuine, honest reason as for why they want to end the relationship, this is going to mean that you, the dumpee's friends and family, are likely to be frowning upon the dumper, not looking too fondly on them. Now, the dumper might say they're not bothered about this, but nobody likes to be disliked. Nobody enjoys that feeling, and that is not going to be something that the dumper enjoys. But they might come to the conclusion, well, it's my ex, the dumpee's friends and family, I kind of get that. But where the social fallout can really pull on a dumper is those mutual friends, the people who knew both of you, the people who were close to both of you, the people who may actually technically have originally been the dumper's friend, got to know the dumpee when you two got together, and perhaps the dumper always saw as an ally, but now this person seems to be siding with the dumpee. Or whatever the dynamic that you can consider, sometimes this isn't even a situation that is in the physical world. Sometimes this is connected with social media. Maybe there are people that your ex-dumper or yourself have never actually met, but you see yourselves as connections or friends online. Maybe they know one of you, but not really the other, but they do via social media. And again, the fallout can come in that regard. Either way, if there is someone or some people that your ex-badumper felt was at least an equal friend to you both, if not more their side, and if this person seems to look on the dumper's actions as bad, as negative, this can cause the dumper a lot of anxiety. This can cause the dumper to feel anxious about their decision. And sometimes it can cause the ex-badumper to actually reach out to their dumpee and see if they can have a conversation and sort things through. Now you might think, well, I don't want my dumper coming back to me if they're only doing it because of a mutual friend falling out with them. Now, I'm not here to say whether you should or whether you shouldn't, but what I am saying is your ex-badumper might initially be triggered to contact you due to the social fallout, but they will only want to reconnect with you if you both seem to connect in a romantic sense moving forward. So what I mean by this is, okay, the social fallout might trigger them contacting you, but it certainly won't be a reason for them to get back with you unless it works out in their mind, but also more importantly, in your mind as well. This has to be something that you both want, crave, desire, and believe that will work. So if your dumper reaches out to you and it's due to social pressures, try not to get hung up on that and just see it as, okay, they've reached out to me for whatever reason, we're having a conversation. If it goes beyond this, it's because there are true feelings between us and not because they're having their arm twisted by a friend or family member. If you believe that this podcast has helped you, then please consider buying me a coffee. The link to do so is in the description.